Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Wednesday, December the 28th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. As we wind up 2022 and look forward to possibly a more volatile 2023, one cannot ignore the comeback story that is being scripted by Indian Public Sector Undertakings or PSUs. PSUs have been bashed up for a good part of the past decade because they saw absolutely miserable performance in the stock markets, and rightly so. I'll come to the reasons in a bit, but that story has now changed decisively. Some investors may still say that they would steer clear of government-owned companies because public sector does not tend to hold up well against private sector competition, and they are right. But then, in today's market, when most pockets look kind of overvalued, you cannot ignore companies which have the ability to post steady earnings growth in the medium term, and PSUs definitely tick this box. According to a latest report by domestic brokerage Motilal Oswal, profit after tax for PSU PAC is set to grow at 8% CAGR over FY22 and FY24. That looks like an underwhelming number because of the global cyclicals, including metals and oil and gas, but the better ones are likely to see much higher earnings growth. Banking and financials, for example, will lead the pack with 28% CAGR, followed by capital goods at 11% and utilities at 9%. What is really changing here? Motilal Oswal has dissected the PSU's earnings story into two halves. The first half being FY12 to FY17 and the next being FY17 to FY2022. In the first period, profitability and market cap performances were weak, with overall PSU profits declining at 5% CAGR. The PSU index generated returns of 3.3% CAGR during this period. A large part of the last decade was actually spent in cleaning up the balance sheets of financials, and that took a toll on the overall profits of the PSU basket. This is because banks form one third of the profit pool of Indian PSUs. This, coupled with several other macro disruptions, kept the profit pool suppressed. During this period, metals also weakened due to supply side issues, weak underlying commodity prices, and mining bans. So metals contribution in the listed PSU profit pool also dipped to a mere 1% in FY17 from 9% in FY12. Now, what happened in the second half? That is between FY17 to FY2022. PSU profits expanded by 22% CAGR, while the BSU index remained flat. Actually, the index nearly halved from November 2017 to March 2020, that is the COVID low. So even though PSU surged heavily post-COVID, they only managed to cover up the underperformance. But subsequently, since April 2022, the PSU index rose about 17%. So FY20 to 22 was also the period when PSU profits improved over three times to reach 3 trillion from 1 trillion. And about half of these profits came from PSU banks, while metals contributed 30%. The return on equity of Indian PSUs also improved significantly to 14.5% in FY22 from 6.6% in FY16. Analysts at Motilal Oswal believe ROE can breach 15% in FY23, the first time since FY12. Going forward, this momentum is very well likely to continue. This is because profitability of PSUs is shooting up across domestic and global cyclicals, with turnaround in fortunes of PSU banks driving the overall trend. Higher commodity prices over the past 2 years have aided the balance sheets of metals and oil PSUs. The government's emphasis on localization and make in India in the defense sector has also improved the fortunes of industrial PSUs. Remember stocks like Bharat Dynamics, HAL, they've almost doubled this year alone. By the way, the profits of PSUs at 22.5% CAGR has also outperformed that of private sector at 14.5% CAGR over the last 5 years. As profit pools reduce consistently, the share of PSUs in the profit pool has already expanded to 31% in FY22 after hovering in the range of 17 to 30% during the past few years. But in terms of market cap, we have not caught up as much. In fact, PSU's share in India's market cap dropped to 10% in FY22 from 28% in FY12, at a time when India's market cap multiplied nearly four times to 265 trillion from 58 trillion. It is only now that the PSU's share in India's market cap is slowly recovering, and currently it stands at 13%. So it is only reasonable to believe that the BSE-PSU index will outperform benchmark indices over the next few years. The outperformance has already begun. Like I said earlier, in this financial year so far, the PSU index has returned 17.5% when the benchmark is up only 5.3%. But investors need to stay wary of two sectors. Amid the current macroeconomic challenges, with heightened worries on rising interest rates, liquidity tightening, and crude oil prices, earnings of metals might decline by 31% over FY22-24, and that of oil and gas may reduce by about 5%. But this will be more than offset by growth in banks, utilities, and capital goods over the next 5 years. So just like the rest of the market, meaning the private sector pack, the PSU segment will also have its share of underperformers and outperformers. But overall, there are large number of companies in the pack where the price performance is yet to catch up with the earnings performance. So yes, there might be some value yet to be unleashed in the stock market. Even though one may argue that over the long term, these companies do not deserve to be re-rated because of the usual problems of public sector, as long as the earnings story remains intact, these will still manage to do well. For now, let's take one day at a time. Nothing remarkable to report on the frontline indices. Analysts believe as long as Nifty remains above the 18,070 mark, the trend appears to be positive. On the higher side, the index may move up towards 18,350. Support on the lower side is placed at 17,950. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful trading day.